In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani begin a series of discussions about Igor Stravinsky.
Yehuda Hanani, I have to tell you that when I was a little kid, my mother gave me the first record that introduced me to classical music, and that was Stravinsky. Well, I think a lot of kids had this record. How important was Stravinsky?
Stravinsky was extremely important because he, for a while, he was the enfant terrible of classical music. He shattered old traditions together with Schoenberg and those other 20th century people who really changed the course of classical music. And also, he lived very long. He lived from 1882 to 1971.
Wow.
Almost 90 years. So he lived through different styles, different regimes, different countries, and wrote it so many different ways that sometimes you feel like saying, will the real Stravinsky please stand up? Because it's hard to identify from one piece to the next.
Where did he
the
live?
Same person. Well, he lived in Russia, of course.
Yes.
And he was so, as we said, he was born in 1882. His ancestors were land-owning aristocrats. They were members of the Russian ruling classes that practically controlled much of Western Russia. This was the class, like Rachmaninoff, his fellow exile, both came out during the revolution, were members of the class that would later be called by the Red Revolution, White Russians. So he spent his summers as a child at his uncle's country estate, where he heard folk songs and dances of this region. This house was very close to the Ukrainian border. And very similar music attracted Janáček, the Czech composer, and Bartók, the Hungarian composer, who collected folk materials in the Carpathian Mountains. And all these locations are about 200 miles, within 200-mile radius. So they were all proponents of this grassroots, crude, if you like, folk music, unrefined, organic music with roughage.
Got it.
Stravinsky's first break came in 1910. The impresario of the legendary Ballet Russe, Diaghilev, it was the big ballet company that was based in Paris, he was planning a stunning extravaganza for his Paris public, a multimedia fantasy on a Russian legend of the Firebird. So he tried some very well-known composers, and when he was turned down, he took a chance on the young Stravinsky, and the result was absolute magic. It was a fusion of Russian and French sounds. The orchestration still, and the melodic material still, was derivative, and you could identify Stravinsky's teacher, who was Rimsky-Korsakov. But already he made a mark in his rhythm, this amazing, shocking, exciting rhythm. And those accents make their first appearance already in the Firebird. So let's listen to the climactic infernal dance in which the evil powers are subdued by the spell of the Firebird. And you hear the timpani ostinato. Ostinato, by the way, means a repeated pattern, like the Bolero by Ravel, where this is an incessant repeated pattern of syncopations.
Thank you. Is there a conductor that really has been credited with mastering Stravinsky more than anybody else?
Bernstein did wonderful work conducting his music. Stravinsky himself conducted, but it never was very good.
Oh, why is
it's
that?
It's a case where he was not a great conductor. You know, you need to stand there and make people play for you.
How do you do that?
And, you know, sometimes, how do you do that? Well, that's...
I've often wondered whether, you know, when you get one of these major conductors, whether there really is a major difference in the way they
do it. Really is, Alan. Yes. You know, one of the last concerts that Aaron Copland conducted, I was his soloist.
Wow.
And afterwards, we went to an Italian restaurant, and we were chatting, and he said to me, I don't know why people invite me to... You know, he did rodeo, of course, on that concert. And he said, I don't know why people invite me to do this music. Lenny does it so much better. It was very sweet, very honest.
Because they're both very famous.
Yeah.
Sells tickets, as you said before.
That's right.
Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani. We heard Leonard Bernstein conducting the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra playing the Infernal Dance from Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.